All right, welcome to it. It is the final broadcast of high school basketball here in 2022 as we're just days away from the Christmas holiday, New Year's right around the corner. And it's getting cold, no doubt about that. Stay warm out there here in the next few days, and it is going to get very, very chilly in northeast Kansas, really everywhere. It's going to be very, very cold, but we welcome you to our broadcast here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM, our final round basketball broadcast here in 2022 as we'll hit the holiday break after tonight, a couple weeks off, and then we'll hit the early portions of January, and then we are off and running on a two-month stretch the rest of the winter sports season. It's Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley tonight here as Perry LeCompton plays host to the Panthers. A double dip. Girls game coming up in just a few minutes. The boys game will follow as we are back inside the Big 7. Chance Link, our studio engineer tonight for KNZA. Also, Trenton Craxner is with me, and I am Brandon Tam. And thank you so much for tuning in. Let's dive into it as we get set for a girls contest here tonight. Trenton, we have seen this Royal Valley team a couple of times, and you know, a team that's very top-heavy with two of the better players in the league. Kennedy Bryan, Alyssa Latson, both were sensational last week in a loss to Holton. Really a team that's 1-4, but again, two of the better players in the league, if they're on, they can certainly be a tough out.
Yeah, and they played some of the better teams. I mean, Jackson Heights, who we just had last week, is number 2 in 2A. They're a wagon. You know, Sabetha girls are really good, and they played Holton close, and Riverside 6-0. They just got in the league. So you look at their four losses, I mean, that's quality competition. So this is a team not to sleep on. And like you said, it starts with Kennedy Bryan and Alyssa Latson, the dynamic duo for this team, and they carry them through. But it's all about the other players. How can they step up the role players to help them to score in the basketball?
David Boucher, fourth-year head coach for the Panthers. They haven't gone too deep into their bench. They've had a couple players, sporadic minutes, I should say, in limited roles. But outside the starting five, just not a deep team for Royal Valley this year. But again, two of the better players in the league, Kennedy Bryan and Alyssa Latson. Now on the other side here, the home team tonight, Perry LeCompton, first time we're going to see them. And it certainly gets a boost tonight. They certainly get a boost tonight, I should say. They get Taylor Dammy back, one of the better players in the league. Has missed the last three games. She was honorable mention a year ago, averaging nearly 11 points and 5 rebounds at Tilt. And you know, the Caws off to a 2-3 start. They've lost back-to-back games, but again, getting Taylor Dammy back certainly helps the Caws.
Yeah, and it's going to jumpstart them scoring the ball, because on the year they're only averaging 23 points per game. They only had 7 last week against Nemaw Central, but the Nemaw Central girls, one of the better teams in the state. But, I mean, their highest scoring output was 42 points, and the win they had against Wells won that Paola tournament, but they got to be able to score the basketball, because we know Kennedy Bryan and Alyssa Latson are on their side. Taylor Dammy will definitely help that tonight.
Yeah, Taylor Dammy, again, the 6-foot junior, one of the better players in the league, by far and away the best player for Perry LeCompton. They get her back after a 3-game absence. Well, let's dive into it, and let's get you tonight's starting lineup as it's Royal Valley at Perry LeCompton tonight. Battle inside the Big 7, and we'll start here with the Road Dogs from Royal Valley. Panthers head coach David Boucher, fourth year at the helm. Assistant coaches Joshua Jackson and Laura Golden. David Boucher's squad will look like this. Kennedy Bryan, as we mentioned, the 5'10 senior, leading scorer for the Panthers at just under 16 points per game. Alyssa Latson is a 5'9 senior at just over 10 points per game. She's also at 6.4 rebounds a contest. Samantha Klotz, a solid sophomore at 5'9, about 5 points and the leading rebounder. How about 9 rebounds a game for Samantha Klotz, the leading rebounder for the Lady Panthers? Morgan Davis, a 5'11 senior, returning starter, just under 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. And Athena Broaddus, the 5'10 sophomore in the paint, 4.2 points per game, nearly 4 rebounds a tilt as well. She is a little inexperienced, but a solid defender, getting more minutes here early on in 2022. So again, for Royal Valley tonight, we have seen it before. It's Kennedy Bryan, Alyssa Latson, Samantha Klotz, Morgan Davis, and Athena Broaddus. For Joey Franzetta, second-year head coach for Perry LeCompton, assistants are Macy Wallish and Allison Mulliker. The Caws will go like this. They sit at 2-3 overall, 0-2 in Big 7 play. Again, they start like this. Alyssa Farmer is a 5'10 junior, averaging 3 points per game. Kendall Gray in the backcourt, a 5'8 junior, just 1 point per game, but played in 20 of the 21 games a year ago. Riley Morgan is a 6'1 junior, averaging over 5 points and 6 rebounds a game. Brooke Metcalf, one of the better players as well for this Caws team, a 5'8 senior at 6 points and over 5 rebounds per game. And then, as we mentioned in the pregame, Taylor Dammy, 6-foot junior, back in the lineup for the Caws. 5 points and 5 rebounds per game through the first couple, but was out the last 3. But they get her back tonight. Again, Taylor Dammy, leading the charge in the post. So again, for Perry LeCompton, it is Farmer, Gray, Morgan, Metcalf, and Dammy. Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. And also our pregame coverage tonight brought to you by Highland Community College. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. They are close to home and far from debt. Panthers rocking their all-black road uniforms, all-white home uniforms for Perry LeCompton. Again, a couple fresh head coaches. Joey Franzetti, year number two. David Boucher, a little more established, year number four. Both teams are coming off a loss, cause losing on Friday to Nemaha Central, 51-7. Panthers losing to a surprising undefeated Riverside squad, 52-45. Trenton Keys to the game. You look at both of these teams again, slow starts, but certainly have some of the better athletes here in the Big 7. We look at Dammy for LeCompton and then Brian and Latson for Royal Valley.
Yeah, Perry, you want to explode scoring the ball. It was your first home game of the year. You know, you had that tournament, and then you have or at Jeff West and at Nemaha Central. Try and score the ball. If you're Royal Valley, you played the tough competition. Just do what you've been doing. Stay competitive. Knock down shots outside of Brian and Latson.
So here we go. Underway on our first contest. Valley getting it inside. Tipped around a little bit, but a second chance. Finally gathered there, the Royal Valley Panthers and Samantha Klotz. Now a deep three is in and out, no good. Klotz getting a second offensive rebound, and they may get her here for an offensive foul on the rebound attempt. After a couple missed shots, they do get the foul here on Alyssa Ladson. So a couple of looks there for Royal Valley, unable to convert, to foul on Alyssa Ladson. 20 seconds in, no score. Cause now their first possession, having to face some pressure here in the full court. They get it up the floor here to Farmer, left side on the wing. Valley settle back. Panthers do defensively. Looks to be in a zone defense here. 1-3-1 variety. They go inside. This is Riley Morgan. They kick it back out. A right wing three. It's an air ball. Panthers let it go out of bounds. And it goes back to Royal Valley. 39 seconds in. No score. Again, both of these teams aren't very deep. That's the thing. You get your starting five. They'll go 1-2 off the bench maybe. But again, it's very top heavy for both of these teams.
Yeah, and you got to be careful fouling, especially early in the game. Foul trouble racks. Riles up early. That's when you really have to dig down deep into your bench.
Here is Latson kicking it back out to Klotz, who swings it left, and it's picked off. A turnover by Royal Valley. Good hands. Now the Cause want to push. Here's Farmer. They slow it down. Good transition defense here by the Panthers. Now this is Farmer, left side on the wing. Still looking for our first bucket of the night. Here is Dammy driving from the right corner. Had it knocked off her knee, and she lost control, and it's going to be a turnover. I think we get a foul here on Perry LeCompton. We do. They get Brooke Metcalf with that foul and the first turnover for the Cause. So a sluggish start for both of these teams. Royal Valley entering tonight, averaging over 41 points per game. And as Trenton mentioned, it's been a tough go for the Cause. Just 23 points per game through the first five. Defensively, they have been okay. As Brian drives in, had it knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be last touched by Royal Valley. Another turnover by the Panthers.
Yeah, and we've said it on a couple broadcasts. This might be the first team to 30 that wins tonight because both teams have struggled to score the ball. Not necessarily as Royal Valley. They've been scoring the ball efficiently, but slow start tonight.
Royal Valley 1-4 overall into this game. They are 1-3 in Big 7 play. Perry LeCompton again 2-3 and 0-2. Dammy pulls up from the free throw line, hits it strong off the heel, no good, but an offensive rebound was collected by Gray. Then she lost it, and now another pass is tipped, and the Panthers finally come away with it. Perry LeCompton turns it over again. Here's Klotz in full court, lays it in for two. 5'9" sophomore gets the Panthers on the board first. 2-0 Royal Valley. We're 2 minutes in. We'll finally get one in transition as Royal Valley there. Samantha Klotz, the sophomore, just under 5 a game. It's Royal Valley on the board first, 2-0. Klotz left side in the corner with Farmer. They get it up top. This is Brooke Metcalf. They swing it right. This is Gray. They want Dammy inside. It's knocked away in a steal. Another takeaway here for Royal Valley. Third turnover by the Cause, and here come the Panthers.
Yeah, that's three straight possessions with the turnover there and missing out on shots for a team that already struggled to score the basketball.
Morgan Davis, a touch top of the key. Left side of the floor goes to Latson. Wants a ball screen. Steps back. Gets it off to Davis again. Just behind the elbow. Good pass bound and clear it out here as they push the floor with Farmer. Now they reset up top. Good transition defense here early on in this first quarter. By Royal Valley, pass deflected out of bounds. Cause will keep it underneath. It's a 2-0 Royal Valley lead. Coming up on 3 minutes into this first period, we get our first sub of the game for Royal Valley. Or correction, this is for Perry LeCompton. It's Reagan Thayer, 5'9 senior, into the game. Dammy gets it on the block and is fouled going up as they will get I believe, Morgan Davis with this foul. They do. That is her first team second. And we'll see the 6 foot junior and honorable mention Big Seven selection from a year ago, Taylor Dammy, go to the line to shoot two. And the first free throw is too strong off the heel, no good. So she played the first two games of the year against Paola and Fort Scott, averaged 5 points and five rebounds. She averaged over 10 points a year ago during her sophomore campaign. Also five rebounds a game as well. She goes one for two and gets the cause on the board. Royal Valley with a 2-1 lead 3 minutes into this first quarter. Not much pressure defensively by the cause. They get back man-to-man. Here's a drive and a shot in and out. No good. A one-and-done possession there. Missed on the shot by Latson, and the cause will push. Here's Thayer, who just checked in. They reverse the basketball right side of the floor. They get it into the corner, and Metcalf is pulled down, and a foul against Royal Valley. They'll get Latson with her second.
That's a big-time foul because that's your second leading score right there. Your second leading rebounder, that's going to force Michelle Tye, the 5'5 senior, to come in for her.
So a little bit deeper into the bench for David Boucher, Michelle Tye, a 5'5 senior who has not played much at all this year. We'll get some minutes here in the first quarter, 4:38 and counting. It's a 2-1 game. Very low scoring, as Trent mentioned earlier. Now there's a nice pickpocket, a steal for Samantha Klotz, another turnover for Royal Valley, or causing a turnover, I should say, for the Panthers. Here's Davis. Top of the key three. This one is off the rim, no good. Battling for the rebound. Cause get it. Collected that time by Brooke Metcalf. Thayer now near sideline, crossing over middle of the floor. Now works it to the right wing. Back to the center of the floor. Left side pass it goes. This is Metcalf. Coming up on the halfway point here in the first quarter. 2-1 Royal Valley. Here's Thayer. Short corner left. Airballed the shot and a backside rebound collected by Bryant. Now Brian puts it on the floor herself, pushing the tempo. One-handed pass up the floor, and it's blocked out of bounds. It will stay with Royal Valley. Heck of a pass, and Klotz might have just lost the handle a little bit, but the cause deflected out of bounds. And Royal Valley will keep it at 3:52 to go in the quarter, leading 2-1. Another sub into the game. Katie Bartlett is in for the cause. Panthers get it inside. This is Broaddus. A turnaround Jay on the block is no good. Correction, that's Davis. And a rebound there for Emma Nally, who's also in for Perry LeCompton. So the cause, another opportunity here. They can take the lead. It's a 2-1 Royal Valley lead at 3.5 minutes to go. There's another turnover, though, by the cause. It's Klotz in transition, missed the layup. Ty gets the rebound and puts it up and in.
Yeah, and that's just a hustle rebound running the floor on a breakaway and putting it back in.
Michelle Ty, a 2-point bucket, makes it 4-1 Royal Valley. 3:15 left here in the opening quarter. Right side pass it goes. This is Bartlett into the corner. Now Thayer fires a three, and that one is good. Reagan Thayer from downtown. Her first points of the season. It ties the game at 4-4. Big bucket there for the cause. We're at 3 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. A 4-4 game. Brought us a right side pass. This is Klotz in the corner. Drives baseline. Good defense. Cut off there by Metcalf. Now they go to Bryan. A little turnaround fade. Missed it off the front rim. Ty, though, another rebound and keeping the possession alive for the Panthers. Bryan wants to curl, drive, shot is up, and a blocking foul. They will get this one on Dammy. That is her first. And team foul number two. Free throws coming up here for Kennedy Bryan.
Now, that one could have easily been called a charge. It looked like Dammy was set, but the ref felt it was a block, and Bryan. Brian's going to get two free throws here.
Well, Royal Valley, they have struggled, to say the least, from the line this year as Brian on cue missing the first. After that miss, this Royal Valley team now just 19 of 52 at the line. That is sub-37%, and they have played a couple close games in their losses, so obviously something they're trying to improve on, the free throw shooting. As Brian does go one for two, it's her first point tonight. Makes it 5-4 Royal Valley at 2:35 to go in the quarter. Now the Panthers cause another turnover, make it 6 for the cause. Here's Brian in the paint, kicks it left to Ty, who doesn't hesitate on a three. It's an air ball. Backside rebound by Klotz to keep it alive. Now Davis fires a 15-foot two. That one is no good. Rebound cleared away by the cause and Riley Morgan. 2:15 to go first quarter. 5-4 Royal Valley by one. Cause another chance to retake the lead. And a couple lead changes here early. Kind of a lazy pass deflected, and Ty comes away with a steal. Good minutes from Shayla Ty here in the first quarter. She's got a three, couple of rebounds, and a steal there. Now the Panthers get it back up one under 2 minutes to play. Kennedy Bryan works around a screen from Broaddus, picks it up. Now finds Broaddus on a dive, and her layup is good. Pick and roll basketball at its finest.
Yeah, a late roll, but still effective because the double team came there to Kennedy Bryan. So a good roll there by Broaddus and a good finish with the left.
Broaddus, her first point, 7-4 Royal Valley. 90 seconds to go here in the opening period. They get it, Cosdu into the corner. Now they reverse the basketball. Top of the key, this is Bartlett. They bounce it inside. Little turnaround shot is no good. Well off the mark, but chasing it down. Offensive rebound from Morgan. They go inside. Spinning one halfway down and out. No good was Nally. And a rebound for Kennedy Bryan. Now Bryan wants to push it coast to coast. Her layup spins out, no good. And it's knocked to the free throw line, and it's picked up there by Davis. And another second chance opportunity here for the Panthers with a minute to go. Offensive rebounding, been a key here early for the Panthers. Ty, left side on the elbow, picks it up. Right side pass to Klotz, 50 seconds to go. Looking on inside, it is Broaddus who steps out for a two, and she knocks it in from 10. Broaddus, her second bucket, 4 points, 9-4. The Royal Valley lead at 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. See if the Cause want to play for the final shot. They trail by five here late in the first quarter. They will not go for the final shot. Instead, a shot is up and short and deflected out of bounds. Last touched by Perry LeCompton. So the Panthers now an opportunity with 28 seconds to go in the quarter and a five-point lead. A couple more subs back in for the Cause. Farmer and Gray both checking back in for Joey Franzetta, year number two at the helm for Perry LeCompton. Cause team went 3-18 a year ago. They did not win a Big 7 tilt. And we're 0-14, and they're off to an 0-2 league start here in 2022. Here's Bryan left side, 13 seconds to go. Works around a screen, backs it up, straight on from 19. This one is not there. Tipped underneath, picked up by Farmer for Perry LeCompton. She's got 3 seconds. They push it up the floor quickly. This is Nally at corner three. It is off no good, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Low scoring, but a good finish by Royal Valley in the final couple minutes, and they have a five-point lead here at Perry LeCompton. Girls game after one. It's Royal Valley 9, Perry LeCompton 4. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton and online at Kellerman Real Estate. Com. Lifetime Eye Care of Houlton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHoulton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Houlton Square.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Girls game through one quarter here at Perry LeCompton. Cause trailing Royal Valley 9-4. We're off and running quarter number two. Cause with the opening possession of the second quarter. They get it into the right corner with Thayer. Thayer puts it on the dribble twice. Gets it back to the wing. This is Farmer. Farmer now gets it back right corner. And pushing it back towards the top of the key, it goes to Farmer. Good defense here for Royal Valley. Cause are just not getting anything inside, just consistently passing around the perimeter here, 35 seconds into the second quarter. This is Thayer once again. Up top it goes to Farmer. They continue to kind of play back and forth with each other, guarded by Ladson here, finally knocked away in a steal. 3-on-2 break here for the Panthers. This is Ladson who steps back. And kicks it back top of the key. Klotz left side to tie in the corner for another three. This one is long. And chasing down the rebound collected this time by Reagan Thayer for Perry LeCompton. So we've played a minute of this second quarter. Still 9-4. Royal Valley by five. Cause with the basketball. Good move by Farmer. Steps into a J. That one's good. Allison Farmer. First bucket for her. She's got two. 9-6. Cause down by three. Panthers with the basketball. 3-point lead coming up on 90 seconds into this second quarter. This is Ladson spinning in the paint. Guarded by Dammy. Now short corner left. Gets it to Broadus. Now Brian back top of the key. Steps back from the screen. Fires a deep three. And that one spins in there. Kennedy Bryan, her first field goal tonight. She's got four in her 12th triple of the year. Makes it 12-6. Royal Valley at 6:15 to go until halftime. Only two players for Royal Valley have hit threes this season. It's Bryan and Ladson. Nobody else on the roster has hit a three this season. Those two certainly dynamite from behind the arc. Cause again continue to struggle here on offense. Not a lot of movement. They finally get a paint touch. It's knocked away, but a foul. As they finally got it inside to Riley Morgan, they'll get Ty with the foul here. That is her first. See Morgan Davis check back in for Royal Valley. Also back in is Brooke Metcalf for Perry LeCompton. Down to 5:53 to go until halftime. It's a 12-6 Royal Valley advantage. Cause to throw it in underneath their own bucket. Looking for Dammy, and it's knocked away on another steal. Turnover. By the Cause, that number continues to rise here in the first half. Panthers another chance to build on this early lead in the second quarter. Bryan in the paint, kicks it right. Tie again from three. This one is long. And a rebound for the Cause, collected this time by Farmer. Farmer pushing the tempo near sideline. Now cuts it back in the middle, throws up a wild shot. It's no good. Rebound for the Panthers as it's Klotz who grabbed that one. Now Bryan wants to push for Royal Valley from left to right. Kicks it left. This is Ladson for three. Short. Battle for the rebound collected by Ty. On her knees, gets it to Davis for two. She leaves it short. Ladson gets the rebound. Her shot is blocked. And a rebound collected this time, finally, for the Cause by Kendall Gray. Dammy gets it up the floor. Shot is up. No good. It spins out. And a rebound again for the Panthers. This time, Samantha Klotz.
Yeah, those are the ones you definitely can't miss. Little bunnies like that.
Yeah, both teams went kind of back-to-back there with some close misses, especially if you're the Cause. Can't be missing those. Now Davis fires from the free throw line, and that one's good. Morgan Davis, her first. She's got two. 14-6. The lead is 8 for Royal Valley at 4:40 to go until halftime. The Cause have an answer. Here on this possession, up top it goes to Metcalf. Swings it back left to Farmer, who fires a three. Off the rim and the backboard, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in by Allison Farmer, who now has four. Makes it 14-8. Cause are within six.
I think that was actually Riley Morgan underneath. No, 14-4 with a couple Royal Valley buys.
You are correct there. Morgan got the credit there, but how about Bryan, who dives in and gets another bucket? Her first 2-point made shot. 16-8. Double up here for the Panthers. Bryan leading all scores with six. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Dammy pulls up from the free throw line. It's a good look. Didn't hit it that time. And then it was turned over by Royal Valley after Klotz got the rebound, and now we get a foul. Cause got it back with Dammy underneath. They get Klotz with her first. Broadus will check in for Royal Valley. Emma Nally's also going to check back in for the Cause. We will also see Bartlett and also Thayer. So three fresh faces coming in for the Cause. Perry LeCompton down 16-8 here at 3:52 to go until halftime. They want to get it to Dammy. They do with the elbow, and she is barreled over and knocked down by Ty. So Ty is going to get the foul here. That's going to be her second team foul, number six.
Yeah, there's still almost 4 minutes to go, so that could play a factor here. If Perry can make their free throws, they're able to get fouled another time.
16-8, Royal Valley lead. Here is Thayer, a left corner triple. This one halfway down and out, no good, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up. It's missed by Metcalf. And then she battles for her own miss, and then she is tied up, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Royal Valley.
That was a good look in the corner, and then Metcalf had a point-blank shot in Mill. Perry's, I haven't seen him yet, but you have to wonder if that's why they're only scoring 23 points a game, is struggling to finish on their bunnies underneath.
And losing it underneath is Bryan, and a little slow to get up. A turnover by Royal Valley. It's picked off by Thayer. And now the Cause working it up the floor. 3:23 to go in the second quarter. 16-8, Royal Valley by 8. Here's Tammy at the elbow, puts it up, dribble, gets inside, and the layup is good. Left side with the right hand. And Tammy, her first field goal. She's got three, makes it 16-10. Cost hanging around here in the first half. Here is Latson, high left on the wing. They get it to Broadus in the corner. They reverse the basketball. Davis here, right elbow, turns, gets it back to Latson, puts it on the dribble, swings it back to Broadus. Broadus curling around, now gets it down to the elbow. Into the corner with Latson. She'll spin, wanting to step back, almost took herself out with her feet, but gets it off to Davis at the free throw line, turning, facing, now gets it back to Latson. Latson at the elbow, dumps it inside. Bryan, little drop step move, and she lays it in. Nicely done, fundamentally sound. Kennedy Bryan now with eight. That's the lead for Royal Valley with 2.5 minutes to go until halftime. Bryan starting to pick things up here in the second quarter. Here is a much-needed three that is buried from the right wing by Brooke Metcalf and a timeout on the floor. And we will keep it right here. It is 8:30. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Well, each team has four starters who have scored. Panthers have kind of had the lead for a good chunk of this game, but Perry LeCompton, seems like when things are going soft, they hit a big shot to keep it close, and it's an 18-13 game. They're late in the second quarter. Got a couple of threes from both teams. Right now, for the difference, really, for the Panthers having that lead, it's Kennedy Bryan here in the second quarter who's really picked up her game.
Yeah, and we talked about in the pregame, you know, averaging 16 points, leading the team, and they got started at the free throw line. She knocks down a three, and she got to the cup a couple of times. And on Perry, you know, they got there. They got a lot of offensive rebounds, but they've been unable to finish. So you think shore that up and maybe take a lead late in the half.
So here's a quick drive out of the timeout. It's missed there by Bryan, but an offensive rebound for Davis to keep the possession alive. And that's been a key stat here in the first half. Offensive rebounding has helped the Panthers, no doubt. They go inside to Broadus, guarded by Dammy, has to kick it. It's Davis now from the elbow, and it's good. Davis now, two buckets. She has four. The lead back to seven at 20-13 and a minute 45 to go until halftime. Cause left side. They get it to Thayer on the wing. They dump it down on the block. This is Nally turning in the paint. Kicks it back out. It's just Metcalf, top of the key. Crossing over Latson. Gets it left to Thayer. Bouncing it back up top to Metcalf. Metcalf is doubled. Gets around it. Now gets it to the right wing with Bartlett. Back up top to Metcalf. Down to 80 seconds to go. Metcalf works it all the way inside. Might have been partially blocked, but getting the rebound is Gray. She dives in. Count it and the foul. Kendall Gray, a big bucket. Now all five starters have scored for the cause. And a free throw away from getting this to a four-point game.
Now that's a big second foul there on Morgan Davis, because Klotz is going to check back in. Troy's going to say he might see someone deeper into the bench, but Latson and Davis now with two fouls, and even Ty, who came off the bench, the only player that came off the bench.
Kendall Gray is a 5'8 junior, played in 20 of 21 games last year as a sophomore. She's strong on the heel, but an offensive rebound for Metcalf, and they get the possession back. It's a 20-15 Royal Valley lead. Cause have it with 65 seconds to go until half. Here's Thayer from downtown, short on a three. Battle for the rebound, ripped away by Bryan. She has it for Royal Valley. A minute to go in this first half. 20-15 is our score. Panthers with the ball and the lead. And a pass deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Latson underneath. It's going to be a turnover by Royal Valley. I think it was last touch actually by Klotz. But nonetheless, a turnover by Royal Valley. Now 50 seconds to go. Cause with it down five. Break the pressure. They get it up the floor. This is Gray backing out into the corner, but doubled. Now they reverse the basketball. Left side on the wing. This is Thayer. Now she swings it back right side to Gray on the wing. Gets around a defender. Might have been partially blocked on a floater attempt, but it's taken away. Rebound there by Bryan, and now Royal Valley with it back. 25 seconds to go. Broadus in the paint. Turns. Fires. Shot is blocked. Ooh, but a whistle and a foul. Looked like good defense by Riley Morgan. But they're going to get Morgan here on the foul. That is her first. Royal Valley will shoot free throws here with Athena Broadus, the 5'10 sophomore.
And that was a late whistle there. As you said, it looked like a good block, clean block by Riley Morgan, but the official here on the near side said otherwise. Broadus knocks down the first one.
Good half for Athena Broaddus. She has five. She was just 1 for 6 at the free throw line coming in, but she makes her second freebie of the season. Gets it to 21-15 at 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Her second free throw is well off. No good. And a rebound for the Cause, that time by Thayer. So 15 seconds to go. Cause down by 6. This is Metcalf up top, nearly taken away by Klotz, but Thayer gets it back, picks it up in a double. Good extra pass underneath, and the layup is good. Nicely done this time by Emma Nally. Makes it 21-17. 2 seconds to go. Bryan from half court, and she backs it in! Kennedy Bryan from half court to end the half. An unbelievable shot that goes down, and it's 24-17 at the half. What a finish, and Bryan from deep. 24-17, our halftime score, and our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. An exhilarating end of the first half, Cause trailing 24-17 to Royal Valley. We'll break it down when we come back here on Kansas Land Radio.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle on bank fraud. Today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is, don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Girls game at the half, and our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Chance Lincoln Studio, Trenton Kraxner with me, Brandon Tadman also with you from Perry LeCompton High School. It was certainly two different quarters. We saw very little scoring in the first quarter. Both teams certainly picked it up offensively in quarter number two, and Cause certainly hanging around. They had it to 21-17 late, but how about Kennedy Bryan, 11 first-half points. She hits a half-court buzzer beater for the Panthers to extend that lead to a touchdown. And after 13 total points in quarter one, we get 28 total points in quarter two, and we got a 24-17 Royal Valley lead.
Yeah, and like you said, Kennedy Bryan, 11 of the 24 points, and she gets a big momentum swing from right on top of the Caw, dead in the middle of the court with a Pierce Swish in the half, because Perry just had that nice ball movement and got a layup to cut it to four right before that, and she runs, gets up the court and able to knock one down for a big-time half-court shot. And it was the offensive rebounds. They had 9 offensive rebounds. I mean, the total rebounds is the same, but they have 3 more offensive rebounds than the Lady Caws do, and they had a lot of second-chance points. And it was Michaela Tai, who had 3 herself off the bench, was big, and she had a couple fouls, but she scored a bucket. And, you know, it's pretty spread out between the Perry girls. The leading scorer, well, they have a couple girls with 3, Thayer, Dammy, and Metcalf, but, you know, 17 points for a team that's averaging 23, so play a little bit better defense and rebound a little better, and you're right in the game.
Yeah, you give yourself an opportunity, no doubt, and you mentioned the scoring for Perry LeCompton. They have seven players who have scored. They've only played about seven or eight deep through these first few weeks of the season. And you mentioned Dammy, Metcalf, Thayer, all with three. But then you have Farmer with two, Gray with two, Morgan with two, Nally with two. So, again, you look at it, 17 points, but you have seven girls that have scored the 17 points. So everyone's getting involved. They need to get some more stops. They got to do a little bit better rebounding, as you mentioned. And we mentioned it multiple times in the first half. Second chance points, second chance possessions, even third opportunities on a couple occasions for Royal Valley, who really dominated the rebounding aspect, more dominated on the offensive glass, as we had 16-16 total rebound numbers. Perry LeCompton, nine turnovers in the first half. They hit 1-of-3 from the free throw line. Royal Valley, a little bit better. They had five turnovers in the first half. They were 2-of-4 from the free throw line. Again, Kennedy Bryan, leading scorer with 11 to lead Royal Valley. They also got five from Athena Broaddus. They got four from Morgan Davis, two apiece from Michaela Tai and also Samantha Klotz. Our stats all year long brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, Royal Valley leading the girls' game 24-17. We're at the half. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
South Holton temp-controlled mini-storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp-controlled and insect-free storage units. Call John McManigle at 969-6400 for South Holton temp-controlled mini-storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Are personalized gifts on your loved one's holiday lists? Stop into Lasting Impressions before December 2nd to be sure yours is ready by Christmas. Lasting Impressions in Holton, just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
I'm Hannah Deegan, and I'm the frontline manager at Farmers State Bank. We have new and improved CD rates, and you can find the current rates on our website. We have a safe deposit box promotion going on right now, where if you open up any type of account, you have the option to get a safe deposit box with the remainder of the annual fee waived until June 1st of 2023. So stop in or call for more information.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
K-N-Z-A.
Chance Link, Trent Craxner, Brandon Salmon with you. Girls game at the half. Royal Valley leading here at Perry LeCompton, 24-17. Real quick, about 60 seconds, we'll take a quick break before the start of the second half here. We got the boys game coming up. This is a Perry LeCompton team that is 4-1 to start. They have size. They're athletic. This is a team outside of Sabetha who has aspirations on making a run when we get into March, late February. The Cam Kniper transfers from Silver Lake. He has been very good. They got Gunnar Ball, one of the best. This is a very good Perry LeCompton team we're going to see later on.
And the thing about it is them and Sabetha aren't in the same sub-state. Perry actually hosts their sub-state, and I don't know where Sabetha's is, probably somewhere in the Big Seven, but they're not in the same one. So that's a two. You could see a couple Big Seven teams go in both Perry and Sabetha. I know they play in a couple weeks, early January, mid-January, for their first match, and that'll be a really interesting one to watch because we saw Sabetha. There's all size, and they got Matthew Garber, who's probably the best player in the league in the Big Seven. He carried them to a win against Royal Valley, like a 26, 27 points that night, and then Davis Roki 6'7", and the McPhee 6'6". They got all types of size, but it's Perry's athleticism and quickness. You know, how can that count? This Royal Valley team, don't sleep on them. They're 3-2. the losses to Sabetha and Holton. Holton's not a bad 4A team. Like I said, they played Sabetha close, and you know, we harped on a lot. Chris Brown's one of the better coaches in the league. He's won a state title at Jackson Heights and was state runner-up last year. So it should be a good one for the boys' game, but I think we have a good second half come up here in the girls' game.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's just keep it right here. This third quarter about to begin. Again, thanks to all of our great sponsors, including our halftime sponsor. Again, that is Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Okay, well, let's talk halftime adjustments here. You look at Royal Valley, they have the lead. They got that big half-court shot, the buzzer beater from Brian. She's going to do her usual stuff. She's going to get her averages. You know, she has 11, certainly on pace for her average and points per game, but when you look at adjustments for both of these teams, what's the difference here in the second half?
For Royal Valley, just keep forcing turnovers. You know, the shots are going to fall. Alyssa Lassen will get going. She had two early fouls, so she didn't get to score the ball a lot. But just keep forcing turnovers. For your Perry, keep spreading the wealth and knocking down shots. Limit turnovers and limit second-chance points.
Here we go. Third quarter is underway in our girls' contest, 24-17. They were setting something up for Dammy, and she was bumped in a takeaway. Perry LeCompton, their 10th turnover. Brian with a beautiful feed, and the layup is missed by Klotz, and a rebound for Dammy. There's a bunny missed in transition that Klotz probably wants back. Great find by Brian, just unable to convert. 25 seconds into this third quarter, 24-17 is our score. They get it to Dammy here at the elbow, works it back to the left elbow, left the feet, kicks it up top. This is Metcalf. Right side, it's Gray. Now Dammy, a deep three, and she banks it in. Taylor Dammy from downtown. She's got six and opens up the scoring here in the third quarter. It's 24-20. Cause within four. Set it up for Brian inside. Count it and one. Good feed by Klotz. She'll get the assist, and Brian a chance at a three-point play.
Yeah, it's a simple cut, and Kendall Gray was trailing. She's going to get the foul, but when you're trailing like that off a good screen, you're usually in trouble, and Kenny Brian get the old-fashioned three-point play.
And she knocks it in. She's 2-for-3 at the line tonight. She's just 43% from the stripe during the season so far, and now 14 points to lead all scorers, 27-20, lead back to a touchdown for Royal Valley. Here's Gray with it, his own defense here for Royal Valley. They get it inside. Now Gray kicks it right corner. This is Farmer for three. It's an air ball. Might as well have been a pass. Second chance is no good. And a foul. Riley Morgan missing a bunny inside. And now Perry LeCompton will pick up the foul here as they will get Morgan with that foul, her second, team foul number two. So Royal Valley getting it back. Minute 15 into this third quarter. They lead it 27-20. Panthers trying to get their second win of the year. Trying to get a positive little momentum going into the holiday break. There's a missed drive and a shot by Ladson. A rebound cleared away by Metcalf, and she'll push the tempo from left to right. Gray right side. They get it to Dammy. Turns and fires from 15. That is no good. Rebound collected by Samantha Klotz, and now Panthers pushing far sideline here with Brian. Now cuts it inside. Gets to the free throw line. Left side with Klotz. Picks it up on the wing. Skips it right side to Ladson. Ladson high on the wing. Looking inside for Klotz. Had it knocked into the corner and had it knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Farmer. Last touch by Perry LeCompton. Royal Valley will keep it underneath their own bucket, leading by seven, not quite 2 minutes into the third. So from the deep corner, it's Latson to throw it in. And barely beats the five count, but a lazy pass is taken away by Dammy. Six turnover for Royal Valley. Dammy, nice wraparound pass, gets it to Gray, and better transition defense there by the Panthers to slow that down. Here's a three by Farmer. It is no good. And a rebound for Royal Valley brought in this time by Brian. Brian, long pass up the floor. Good extra touch. Broadus, and then missing the layup is Ladson. Rebound for the cause. Another missed bunny here in the third quarter. Panthers, you could argue, could be leading by double digits. They have missed quite a few inside.
Yeah, and especially starting this half, that could have extended their lead a little bit.
Cause with it, down seven. Dammy at the free throw line, takes a step in, draws the foul, and she'll shoot two. Well, I like what they're doing with Dammy, getting her in the middle of that zone. They're getting it to her, and she's just taking it right to the bucket. She draws the foul against Ladson, and now that's her fourth. Or correction, third, beg your pardon, and that's the first foul here on Royal Valley in the third quarter. Dammy with six here in the ball game, make it seven. She's 2-for-3 at the line. Reagan Thayer, Emma Nally checking in for the cause. Morgan and Farmer will take breaks. We're 2.5 minutes into this third quarter, 27-21. Cause trailing by six. Sammy, though, has another free throw. This one spins in there. It's good. She goes 2 for 2. She leads the cause with 8. And it's 27-22 as we continue on early portions of quarter number 3. Here's Davis, kicks it left. Now this is Ladson spinning in the lane. She's got to be careful. She has 3 fouls. Works it back to the wing. Now gets Bryant on a cut, but lost it. And a steal by Dammy. Dammy wants to go coast to coast, and then she is barreled down, tripped from behind by Ladson, and that's going to be Ladson's 4th.
Yeah, I don't think it was an intentional trip there by Ladson. I think she was trying to run by Dammy or get up a body against her, and I think Dammy just came down her foot and an ugly landing, a little bit of a limp in her step, but I think she should get 2 because, yeah, they're going to say she's going to get 2. I was going to say she was going to go up, but she got tripped and never let go of the ball, but everyone knew she was going to go up for a left-hand layup there.
Dammy's going to shoot 2. What's even a bigger story there is Alyssa Ladson now with 4 fouls. She's going to have to come out. Dammy hits the first free throw. She's now got 9. Makes it 27-23.
She got 6 early in this half. She got all 6, in fact, for Perry. So, leading scorer coming back after missing a couple games and presence being known.
Yeah, we talked about how big it is for this cause team to get her back. She's one of the better players in the league. She has made 5 straight free throws. She's got 10 points, and all of a sudden, the cause, you look up, they're down 3, 27-24. And now we see David Boucher want to take a timeout, and rightfully so. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. But a great start here for the cause in the third quarter. And they are right back in this thing. Dammy doing a great job. She's got 10 and a 27-24 ball game. I think you got to keep feeding her if you're the cause.
Yeah. What they figured out in that zone is that they're going to use Dammy at the elbow, and she's taking a jump shot there that she missed, but the last time she drove it to the basket and got fouled. So utilizing her in the middle of the zone has been very effective. And defensively, they've ramped it up. They already got 3 turnovers forced in this half, and they've done a little bit better job on the glass. But when you get a bucket down there, you can't go and trade buckets. You can't give Royal Valley the same 2 or 3 points down the other way, or else you're just wasting time. But they've done a little bit job. Better job after that first when Dammy hit that 3, then Brian came down and got that 3-point play. But he's done a little bit of a better job cleaning it up on the defensive end, but that's going to be the key for them to win, is getting stops.
Perry LeCompton, they were down 5 at the end of the first quarter and only had 4 points. Since the first quarter, they're actually winning by 2, so they have gone toe-to-toe and right out of the timeout. Who is it? It's Michelle Tai who buries a 3. Again, big minutes off the bench for the Panthers. Gets it back to a 6-point game at 30-24. That's a big shot for Royal Valley. Now 5 points for Ty.
Yeah, and they just lost her. She was wide open from the wing.
Obviously going to play some big minutes now with Ladson on the bench with 4. Dammy, a nice little pull-up. This one too strong from the free throw line. Rebound chased down by Klotz, and Royal Valley pushing up 6 as we're almost to the halfway point here in quarter number 3.
And Klotz is at 8 rebounds now, and she's averaging 9 coming in the game, so she's been a force. As Dammy's going to knock that one out of bounds, a near steal.
Yeah, Klotz just a sophomore who, as you mentioned, yeah, averaging 9 rebounds a game coming in, hitting her averages here tonight. Dammy's going to take probably a much-needed breather. Doubt she'll sit too long as Riley Morgan's going to check in for her real quick. 4:15 to go here in the third. Here is Brian who gets all the way underneath the bucket. Might have been partially blocked and a rebound by Morgan, and now the cause are going to move it here from left to right as we're 4 minutes in and 4 to go here at quarter number 3, 30-24, Royal Valley by 6. We saw a lot of times in the first half the cause offense become very stagnant. They're doing a little bit better here, getting some movement inside, and here's a foul that's going to be drawn by Brooke Metcalf, who's going to shoot 2.
Yeah, they're going to get Morgan Davis, and that's her 3rd, so foul trouble starting to add up here a little bit for Ladson and Davis, 2 key starters for Royal Valley, but Metcalf was running the baseline there, and she caught it and just took it down the baseline and got fouled on a layup attempt and knocked down the first one. So a good aggressive take by this 5'8 senior, who's your leading scorer at 6 points coming into the night.
Averaged 7 a year ago and 5 rebounds. She was 2nd on the team in steals and assists as well, and she goes 2 for 2. She's got 5. Cause were 1 of 3 in the first half from the line. They are 6 for 6 from the line in the third quarter. 30-26, they're back to within 4. 3:40 to go in this period. Here's Ty in the corner, drives it all the way. Good pass inside to Broaddus, missed the layup. It was heavily contested and a rebound for Metcalf. Another one missed close by Royal Valley. They have had a lot of bunnies they could probably are going to watch on film the next day and say these are probably ones we should have had. But it hasn't hurt them yet. They are still winning. It is 30-26 at 3:15 to go here in the third. Cause can inch a little bit closer. It is knocked away but picked up by Nally. Left side, this is Thayer. Steps into a 19-foot deuce and she knocked it in and a fist pump to boot. Thayer now with five and it's a two-point game at 30-28 at 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, nice pump fake on the three-point line. Got the defender fly by. One-step dribble and she got a 15-footer and she nailed it.
Brian left side pass. This is Klotz. Back to Brian up top. Curls around the arc. Hands it off to Ty on the wing. Now she puts the head down, lost it out of bounds, and a Royal Valley turnover. Ty just lost the handle. We'll see Tyja Henderson, another sophomore, into the game. So David Boucher going a little bit deeper into the bench. Of course, Latson again with four fouls, but Davis also with three.
And Gray and Dammy came back in on the Perry side. So Dammy had a hot start, got a couple-minute breather, maybe a chance to rest that ankle when she got tripped up back in.
The cause now, a chance to tie or take the lead at 2.5 minutes to go here in the third. Down 30-28 with the ball.
And if I remember correctly, I don't think they've had a lead in this game. I think it's been Royal Valley from wire to wire so far.
It has been. Here's Dammy, a head of steam drive. Once again, they get it to her at the free throw line. She turns, dives to the bucket, and she draws the foul. Tyja Henderson, who just came in, picks up her first team foul, number four. And Dammy, who's been very good here in the third quarter, back to shoot two more free throws. She's got 10 points. She is 5-for-6 at the line. And I'm really doing my best to not bust out the announcer jinx here late in the third quarter.
And every shot's been pure from the line, too. I mean,
keeping the right stroke. Yeah, keeping the right foot a little bit staggered in front of the left, and she goes 2-for-2. It's about to say 13, but 12 points in the game for Dammy, and we are now tied at 30 apiece at 2:10 to go here in the third. Been a good game so far. The Panthers, see what they do to come back. Is they're deep into their bench. They got Tyja Henderson, Michaela Ty also into the game. They don't play a lot of minutes, but having to here tonight. Ty threw it away, and another turnover here by Royal Valley. Now the Cause have a chance to take their first lead. Thayer right side, probably turned down a decent step three, but gets it right back. Up top it goes to Kendall Gray. Right back to Thayer, zone defense. Now they go right inside. Dammy shot, no good. Rebound for Kennedy Bryant.
Yeah, now in time it was good defense by Broadus being straight up and being somewhat of a brick wall there. Stop Dammy on the turnaround drop step.
Bryant steps back, a left wing three, just barely grazed the rim, short, no good. Rebound for Perry LeCompton, this time for Riley Morgan. A minute 20 to go in this third quarter, a 30-30 tie. Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley, both of these teams trying to gather a little momentum going into the holiday break. Here's Thayer, right wing, they left her open for three. This one too strong, chasing the rebound underneath. Metcalf gets it, lays it up and in. Brooke Metcalf, a second-chance bucket, gives the Cause their first lead at 32-30 with a minute to go.
Yeah, it's always hard to rebound out of a zone defense, but that's why you always got to account for someone, account for your zone and block someone out, but no one did that with Metcalf, who was roaming the baseline.
There's Ty in the right corner, gets it back to Henderson up top. Now Bryant in the paint, shovels it, Broadus, and it's going to be called for a travel. Beautiful pass, not sure if she was expecting that pass from Bryant. And we're down to 43 seconds to go. In the third, Cause are going to get it back, leading 32-30.
And we're going to see Kibo Throssell, the 5'4 freshman, for the first time. So we've gone nine deep because we saw Avery Sim for a little bit in that first half. So nine players have checked in for Royal Valley. Not some we've seen a lot early in the year.
Well, we've seen a couple of their games early on. This is by far and away the deepest that they have gone into their bench. I think the foul trouble has a little bit to do with that. But the Cause can play for the final shot if they choose here in the quarter. 25 seconds to go. It's on the move, down to 20. They lead it 32-30. Metcalf up top it goes. This is Farmer, left side. Dammy, no hesitation on a three. This one is strong. And a battle for the rebound here on the right wing. Shoveled, ball still on the deck. Finally picked up by Bryant. 7 seconds to go. Through three defenders, throws up a shot. No good, but a foul. Bryant will have a chance to tie the game with 4 seconds to go in the quarter.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Dammy. They did, first, second. In transition, trying to stop. Nice euro there by Brian, forcing the foul.
Now, Brian's been quiet here in the third quarter, just 3 points. And she makes the first free throw. Leading scorer tonight for either team, she's up to 15. Makes it 32-31, 4.4 seconds to go in the third. She can tie it here. She can knock this one down. She does. That one pure. 16 for Bryan. 32-32 tie. Here's a 40-footer by Metcalf that's no good, and we hit the end of the third quarter, and a good one brewing here with 8 minutes to go. A 32-32 tie as we head to the fourth, and we got it for you after a timeout here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansasland Radio.
Girls game coming down the wire here at Perry Lecompton tonight. Royal Valley and the Cause. 32-32 tie as we start the fourth quarter. Quickly pulling up. A missed shot by Ladson. And Klotz is going to grab the rebound, and then she has it taken away underneath by Allison Farmer. Excuse me. The Cause get it back after a turnover.
Yeah, and after five first half turnovers for Royal Valley, just already seven about a quarter and 30 seconds in.
Here's a three for the lead. In and out, no good. But Dammy's there for the rebound. She missed the layup and a rebound for Bryan. She had the perfect position. Dammy underneath, really wanting that one back, I'm sure. We stay deadlocked at 32, 40 seconds into the quarter. Ladson, who sets a good chunk of the third quarter with four fouls, is in here for Royal Valley to start the fourth. Going to have to be careful. Now Bryan, short corner left, spins around a defender, puts up a shot, no good. Good defense by Gray. She grabs the miss. One-handed pass near sideline. Farmer up the floor, right wing. Now puts her head down, and is going to be called for an offensive foul using the left arm to kind of extend away from the defender. And a turnover by Perry.
Maybe a little bit of acting there from Klott, but enough to get it away for the offensive foul on Allison Farmer.
But how good was Perry offensively in the third quarter? They had 17 points at halftime. They scored 15 in the third. Metcalf and Dammy led the charge, but you could see the adjustments that were certainly made out of the halftime break, getting them right back in this game.
Yeah, and going 8 of 8 from the free throw line definitely helps.
And causing some more turnovers as Royal Valley turns it over again. Cause get it back. 32-32 tie. 6:33 left in the game. Here is a three from the right wing that is booked down home by Allison Farmer. She's got five, and the Cause lead by three at 6:20 to go.
Yeah, nice little step-in three there. Going on and knocks down the big go-ahead three.
Here's Ladson around a screen up top from Davis. Little hesitation dribble. Backs it out into the left corner. Now they get Broadus on the block and then reaching up from behind, and a foul's going to be called. I think this is Nally. Emma Nally is going to pick up this foul, her first.
Yeah, that's the easiest call a ref can make when you're getting posted up and you're directly behind and you reach over the top. That's one of the easiest calls for a referee that's going to get called 99.9% of the time, and not a hard call for the official there underneath.
So we got 6:09 left in the game. Perry has five team fouls. Royal Valley has four. Here's Bryan, a little pull up in the paint, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch, though, by the Cause, so Panthers will keep it. Another sub back into the game here for Perry Lecompton. Kendall Gray is in. Katie Bartlett is out. It's a three-point lead here for Perry Lecompton, 35-32. And Ladson's called for a travel right on the inbounds pass, and turnovers are really killing the Panthers here in the second half. Dammy's going to come back in here for Perry Lecompton.
Yeah, and some nine turnovers this half, and about five of them just been unforced, just all by themselves like that. No one was even near Ladson. She just shuffled her feet and traveled.
So, again, the Panthers sitting in that zone defense. Cause get it into the right corner for three, and it's booked and made by Brooke Metcalf, who now has 10.
Yeah, Perry shot a lot of threes tonight, and most of them have been open. It was just a matter of time before they started to go down. Dave Boucher is going to call a full timeout here. He says we need to regroup here with 5.5 to go.
Cause with their biggest lead of the game. It's 38-32 with 5:39 to go. We'll step aside. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
38-32, Perry LeCompton, a 6-point lead as not quite midway through the fourth quarter here, and a very impressive second half that we have seen from this Cause team. Being led by Taylor Dammy, Brooke Metcalf. Dammy with 12, Metcalf now with 10 here in the ball game. They have 22, Cause 38 points. They lead it by 6. Panthers out of the timeout with the ball, 5:35 to go, and now it's a big stretch coming up here for Royal Valley, down 6.
Yeah, and then you get the ball back to Kenny Bryan. I was going to say, had a good look on the inside by Davis.
Gets it right back after Broadus. Gets the offensive rebound. Second chance missed by Davis. And now the Cause clear this one away with Riley Morgan. Second chance opportunities have been there for the Panthers all night. But they have converted less than they probably should have. And it's hurt them here tonight. But still a lot of time. Over 5 minutes to go. There's a three that's partially blocked. And out of bounds it goes. A couple of Cause trying to get it. Dammy, Morgan both going after it. And the Panthers get one back here, down 6, 3 minutes in, 5 to go in the fourth quarter. 38-32, Panthers down 6 here on the road. Here's Latson up top, gets a Davis screen, gets Bryan on a cut, reverse layup is pretty. Nicely done, little finger roll action underneath the bucket. Bryan now with 18 points, and it's a 38-34 game. Down to 4:40 to go. Cause by 4 with the ball. Metcalf has it in the right corner. Gets Dammy on the block. Works it underneath. She'll turn around. Scoop shot no good, but an offensive rebound is missed by Morgan. Her second chance is no good, but she draws the foul, and I think she's going to shoot two. They get Morgan Davis with the foul. Now that's her fourth. Both teams with 5 fouls here in the second half, so both have 1 foul to give before we start shooting free throws. Riley Morgan, the junior, 5.6 points per game, over 6 rebounds. She misses the first free throw. She's got 2 points tonight.
Yeah, but she's been a beast on the glass. She was a leading rebounder coming in. She's got 11 rebounds tonight, 5 on the offensive end. She just got 2 there, but you know, it helps when you miss your own bunny and you're right there to pick it back up. And you know, she missed the first free throw, but it's a big one. You'd get at least 1 or 2 here if you're with Perry.
Perry had made 8 straight free throws in the second half until that. Now she goes 0-for-2 as Morgan misses both, and now a foul against the Cause after the Panthers had grabbed the rebound. They will get Metcalf with her second team foul, number 6. So the next Cause foul will put Royal Valley into the bonus.
And that's a foul. That's just running back trying to reach in there and knock the ball away, and you get called with a ticky-tack foul. So mistake there by senior Brooke Metcalf.
All right, so Royal Valley with it down 4. Here's a 3 by Latson. This is short, but right underneath his clots, it was blocked from behind. Good defense by Farmer, and it's taken away by Perry LeCompton. Metcalf runs it down after the block shot. And the Cause hang on to their 4-point lead with 4 minutes to go, 38-34. Here is Farmer, a left wing 3, short, out of bounds underneath, and it goes back to Royal Valley.
Maybe a little bit of a quick shot there by Perry. You're up 4, and you could run some clock and shoot up a 3 that you don't necessarily need. It was a good look, but maybe a little earlier than you wanted to take it, run some more clock off. But need to stop here to supplement that.
Now the Panthers down four, 38-34 with the ball. They get it to their best player, Kennedy Bryan, who drives in and scores, and a timeout on the floor. Big bucket for Bryan. She's got 20, and it's 38-36 with 3:39 to go. I did not see if that was a full or a 30.
Yeah, Coach Fouché wants a quick
30. Again, timeouts brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. But, again, 3:39 to go. It's a two-point game. I think if you're Royal Valley, keep it in the hands of Bryan. Let her do her thing. And, well, Perry LeCompton, it's been kind of a collective effort. But Tammy with 12, Metcalf with 10, certainly have been the top two for the cause here tonight. And you see how really much this Perry LeCompton team really missed, you know, Taylor Dammy the last few games. Again, she steps in tonight, 12 points, been very good from the free throw line, and certainly a difference maker.
Yeah, definitely. And what the, had success scoring all those points in the third quarter was getting the ball to her in the middle of the zone. They haven't done that this quarter. They hit a couple threes in the quarter and in the half, but you don't need those right now. Get the ball to your best player in the middle and let her take a jump shot or get to the basket and get a foul. She's always been really good at the free throw line. You might get a 5-second call here, and we do.
Yep, they call a five. Panthers pulled out the full court press. Cause could not get it in. Cause turn it over, and now the Panthers get it back down two. Chance to tie or take the lead at 3:39 to go. They get it to Bryan. Splits two defenders right underneath. Shot is up. Oh, she missed it. And it's a little strong off the heel. A rebound for Reagan Thayer. Now she is quickly triple-teamed underneath. And Joey Franzetta has seen enough of that. He's going to call a timeout. Right at 3.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, especially after that 5-second, you have four timeouts. You can't take them to the locker room with you, so.
Another 30, so we'll keep it right here. 38-36.
Now you can draw some up to break that press. I mean, we saw a little bit of a light press early in the game, but this one, they just manned up. And when to break a man press, you just got to set screens and roll back, and it all starts with setting a good screen. So let's see if they do that here, which I think that's what Coach Franzetta is going to say, but it's about rolling back and setting a good screen first, so that way one of you is open.
How many layups do you think Royal Valley has missed tonight?
I would say about 15, but Perry's missed about 15 of their own, so, you know, we could be looking at like a 70-70 ball game if both teams were making all their layups. And
there's a lot of bunnies, a lot of second chance opportunities that both teams have kind of squandered here throughout the course of the game, but this one's been fun, no doubt. 38-36, Cause with the two-point lead. They have the ball. They got to go the full length of the floor, working against this full-court pressure, but the Cause get it in. Here is Metcalf working up the floor from left to right. Gets it across the timeline. Nearly had it knocked away. Does have it knocked away by Ty, and then it goes out of bounds. So the Cause will keep it. We'll throw it in from the far sideline.
Yeah, it looked like Metcalf might have got away with a double dribble or a carry. A little awkward dribble before that ball got knocked away, but did it where the referee did not see it.
And Ty aggressive, nearly coming away with a steal, but Metcalf has it, crossing the timeline once again on the left wing. Spins away from Bryan, gets it off left side. This is Dammy, a hard drive, layup, good, and the foul. And one opportunity for Dammy. She's got 14.
And I believe that's going to be it for Morgan Davis. I think she's going to get rung up for the foul. That's going to be number five.
That is number five on Morgan Davis. She fouls out with 4 points, and that'll bring up Athena Broaddus, who's going to have to check back in. What a shot and a clutch play by Dammy. It's now a 4-point Cause lead at 40-36, and she can make it 5 if she can cash a free throw.
Yeah, and if you're Morgan Davis, you know, that's just a bang-bang call. You're trying to take a charge there on the driving Dammy, and just doesn't go your way. So an unfortunate way to pick up your fifth foul, but Dammy finally, well, that's her second miss. She missed her first one, but that breaks her streak and remains a 4-point game.
Latson the rebound, a 4-point Cause lead, 3 minutes to go in this game. Latson, top of the key, gets it off to Bryan, spins to the free throw line. Nice dump down to Broaddus on the block. Now skips it left to Latson. Backs into the corner. Up top it goes to Bryan. 2:50 to go in this game. 40-36. Royal Valley down four at the ball. Here's a screen and a three by Bryan. She airballed it, and it's out of bounds. Back to Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, and that's not what you want to do if you're Perry. You don't want to go under a screen on a really good shooter. And you're lucky that time that she airballed it, but she's already hit. She's only hit two tonight, but 11 on the year coming in, so got away with one there going under that screen.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to go under a screen allowing a shooter like that to get the look that she did, but Perry just fortunate that they were able to get the ball back after the miss. A 4-point lead, 2.5 minutes to go, and the Cause turn it over. Quickly, Latson gets it back for Royal Valley. Now the Panthers down four, 2:23 to go. Here is Latson, top of the key. Left side pass to Klotz, who touches it right back to Latson. Top of the key, now working waist high with the dribble to the right. Gets it to Broaddus, top of the key. Hands it off to Latson, who dives. gets it to Bryan, curls in the lane, takes it all the way, and an offensive foul is called. Bryan picks up the foul. It's a Royal Valley turnover and a big possession defensively there for the Cause to get it back.
Yeah, and that was a good job by Dammy. She was set there waiting for her, and Bryan maybe just pull up and use a little bit of a floater there instead of going all the way, but Dammy was set the entire time she was waiting there for her.
Panthers ramp up the pressure here in the full court. Metcalf is in some trouble, had it knocked away and out of bounds. Perry keeps it. 2:04 left in the game. Cause dealing with this full court pressure. They're up four. This will be Gray to throw it in for Perry LeCompton. And gets it into Thayer. Guarded heavily here by Ladson, who has to be careful. She has four fouls. Thayer gets it up the floor and will settle into the front court here. A minute 53 to go. Cause with the ball and a four-point lead. Thayer to Dammy. Wants to dive. A lot of contact, and she is called for an offensive foul as Broaddus took the brunt of the heat. And a big turnover and the foul on Dammy. That's her third.
Yeah, and that's something you don't need driving to the basket. That was a good job by Broaddus taking the charge as Dammy just did on the other end. She was just waiting there for it. And like I said, that's an easy call for the ref when you're set there waiting for him. And unnecessary turnover there by Dammy.
And another timeout on the floor is David Boucher is going to take it. It is a full, so we will follow suit. It's a 40-36 Perry LeCompton lead at a 1:41 to go in this ball game. Back after this on KNZA.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Kansaland Radio.
Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. This one has been good, really, from the jump. Earl Valley kind of controlled the pace in the first half, but Perry LeCompton has played much better in the second half, and the Cause with a four-point lead at 40-36 with 1:41 left. Out of the timeout, Panthers will have it on their half of the floor.
Yeah, and there's a big possession here. Maybe get Latson, who hasn't even scored tonight. She's taking a couple shots, but she has to be careful if she's going to drive the basketball with those four fouls, or maybe get to Bryan, who's carried you through the second half scoring the ball.
Now, Latson has not scored tonight, averaging nearly 11 points per game. It's been a struggle offensively for her, but Bryan has kept it alive. Here is Ty on the drive, and she picks up the pivot foot and is called for a travel. And the Panthers turnovers have piled up here in the second half. And the Nally is going to check back in here for the Cause, taking the spot at Thayer. We're down to 1:28 left, a four-point lead for Perry. They have the ball, working against this full-court pressure by the Panthers. Get it back to Dammy. She's going to bring it up the floor herself, guarded here by Klotz across the timeline. Hands it off to Brooke Metcalf. Minute 20 to go. How long do the Panthers go? Trying to at least get a steal, and then next foul is going to put him at the free throw line, and there's the foul. They get Bryan here with her second. And now a one-and-one scenario coming up. I believe it's Kendall Gray who's going
to
shoot it.
Yeah, and she missed her free throw earlier. I was about to say, if you're Perry, you want to get the ball into the hands of your best free throw shooter, and Dammy's 6 of 8 from the line, but Metcalf 2 of 2, some two of the players that you might want to get the ball to. Gray missed one earlier, so let's see if she can knock down the front end.
5'8 junior, Kendall Gray. She misses the free throw and a rebound for Klotz. Royal Valley down 4, 70 seconds to go. They have the ball and they're pushing. Here is Klotz, sets it from deep. It is too strong on a straight on 3. Tipped around, pick up by Latson and an offensive rebound. Ty gets it right corner. They'll reset, 58 seconds to go. Latson for 3, graze the rim, it's short. Dammy chasing it out, and then she is knocked down from behind. And she is fouled.
That's going to be on Latson. Latson was the one diving after it, so she's going to be done for the night. And that's going to send Dammy to the line for a 1-1. Just all-out effort there by Latson diving for it, and she takes out Dammy on the rebound.
51 seconds to go. It's a four-point Perry LeCompton lead at 40-36. Dammy will shoot a 1-1. It's the final foul before the double bonus. So, again, another big free throw here. for Dammy, and the first one is up, in and out, no good. She missed it. Rebound for Klotz, still a four-point game with 48 seconds to go. They get it to Bryan. Bryan around a screen from Broaddus. Floater is no good. Rebound Barry LeCompton. Grabbed down by Morgan. 38 seconds to go. Gets it off to Thayer. Thayer picks up the dribble and a foul on Kennedy Bryan with 33 seconds to go.
Yeah, let's see if Thayer can knock down at least one of these two. Get to five. I mean, the longer you hold it on four, Royal Valley's got to get one in eventually, you feel like. They've had a lot of chances down four, but unable to capitalize.
33.4 seconds left. We have been stuck, I feel like. It's been forever, 40 to 36. Caused by four. Now it's two free throws. And that one is good by Reagan Thayer. She's got six. Good minutes off the bench for her. Makes it 41-36. Caused by five. Second free throw is good. Got a kind touch and a timeout. Timeout, Perry LeCompton. It is a full, but we'll keep it right here. 33.4 seconds to go. It's a six-point cause lead. And they certainly would expect Kennedy Bryan to get a look here. You know, David Boucher is going to try to set something up for the best player on the floor, and it's been Bryan tonight for Royal Valley West 20. Crazy to say, she's been a little quiet here in the fourth quarter, but and she's had a couple looks. Both teams have had their fair share of missed shots underneath. But ultimately, again, free throws have been big for Perry here in the second half. And I think we've just seen the adjustments kind of come in a little more positive fashion for Perry in the second half. We saw them be more aggressive. They got more trips to the free throw line, and they're just holding on, playing good defense.
Yeah, and those two free throws by Thayer gave them 42 points, which matches their season high. So I said at the beginning of the broadcast, they're going to have to score the ball to win tonight because they struggled to put the ball in the hoop, and Taylor Dammy's return has really helped that out. And Reagan Thayer up to 7 points. She's hit a couple big shots. She has 4 points this half. Those were two gigantic free throws. But, yeah, you're Royal Valley. Probably going to Kay Bryan. No Latson. She didn't score tonight. She's fouled out. You know, then Davis, who has four, she's also fouled. So you're down two stars. You're probably going to get the ball to Kennedy Bryan here. But don't sleep on Samantha Klotz. She just took a three. She could be – they could use Bryan as a decoy and have Klotz take a big-time three here. She hasn't made any yet on the year, but it'll be a big time to make one.
Here we go, 42-36. Panthers down six with the ball. They get it up the floor, nearly turn it over. They get it back to Klotz. This is Broaddus at the free throw line, down to 23 seconds to go. She takes the contested shot. It is blocked by Morgan, and Morgan is fouled. 19 seconds to go, cause inching closer to a victory.
Yeah, that might have done it. That was a big-time block there by Riley Morgan. She's had a couple tonight. Oh.
Not sure if that was maybe the play they were looking to set up. Did Bryan even get a touch on that possession? I don't think she did.
She threw it up the court, but
I think Ty had it in the corner.
They had,
and then
Stidham, they had Stidham in the corner, and they had Ty over here for a three, so I think they're setting up. She hit one earlier. Morgan Tash is the first one. That might ice the game, but
43-36 with 19 seconds to go.
I think they're going to try and get Michaela Ty on the near side of the corner three here, but a little bit of a bobble by Stidham, and he just couldn't get it to her. And Royal Valley, or excuse me, Harry LeCompton might escape with a home win.
This would be the first home game
of the year.
This would be a nice win for Joey Franzetta and company. Both free throws good by Morgan. She's got four, 44-36. Panthers down with 13 seconds to go. Bryan spins in the lane. Shot is up short. Rebound for Riley Morgan. 8 seconds to go. Dammy gets it up the floor. No foul for Royal Valley. She picks it up in the corner, and now that's a heavy foul. With 1.9 to go. Boy, Dammy's taking some shots here tonight.
Yeah, I don't think she was very happy about Broaddus and Ty getting up in her face with 1.9 seconds to go in an 8-point game. You know, an unnecessary foul for sure. And, you know, just let the clock run out. And she got taken to the ground. She took a little exception to that, and I would too.
She's been clipped down a couple of times tonight, and this is her first game back here in a couple of weeks. That's been physical, but she has been very good tonight. She's going to ice this game at the free throw line as she hits the first, and she's got 15. 45-36. This could turn out to be a 10-point game if Annie can knock this one down, and she does not. A rebound for Bryan, and she throws it up at the buzzer, and it's no good, and that'll do it. How about a nice home win here for the Perry LeCompton girls? 45-36. They beat Royal Valley. Panthers drop to 1-5 into the break, 1-4 in league play. Perry LeCompton back to 500. They are 3-3 and 1-2 in league play. Cause win it in the first game tonight, 45-36. Our post game is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is Mick at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. As the year's coming to a close, we would like to remind our customers that the last day to conduct business for the 2022 calendar year will be Friday, December 30th, 2022 before 3 p.m. Any deposits, loan payments, or other bank transactions made after that time will go on to Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023 business. As always, we thank you for your continued business and hope you have a very prosperous new year. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
An impressive win here tonight for Perry LeCompton. The Lady Cause gets a 3-3 overall heading into the holiday break. Now 1-2 in Big 7 league play. With a 45-36 win over Royal Valley, Lady Panthers drop to 1-5 into the break, and now 1-4 in Big 7 league play. Brandon Tabman, Trenton Craxner, Chance Link, our studio engineer, as we are in between games. Our postgame again brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. As we're just kind of diving up the numbers here and going through the tallies of this game, as you kind of look to it, it was a tale of two halves, and boy, talk about the adjustments here and what we saw in the second half from Perry LeCompton. They were down 9-4 at the end of the first quarter. They got down 7 at halftime, but they picked it up offensively for sure. But then they just straight dominated Royal Valley in the second half. 28-12 was the second half advantage for Perry LeCompton. They got real aggressive with Brooke Metcalf, Taylor Dammy. Again, both really aggressive offensively. Dammy finishing the night with 15 points, a heavy dose of that from the free throw line. Brooke Metcalf also with 10 points and a couple of free throws. Riley Morgan had 14 rebounds to lead the Cause, and you could just see a much different team in the second half. And Perry LeCompton, that's a nice win for them heading into the break.
Yeah, and they also forced 11 turnovers. You know, they only had 14 for the game, and they only had 5 in the second half. And you know, they turned the ball over a lot more, and they used the free throw line very effectively, and that's really big, and they knocked down some key threes. I mean, Dammy came out of the break and banged in a three, actually, after Brian hit that half-court three. You know, Reagan Thayer hit a three. You know, there's key players, you know, they spread the wealth. You know, Dammy did most of the damage, but Metcalf had 10. Thayer had 7. She knocked down two big free throws late in the game. That sort of iced it. Riley Morgan had 3 blocks to go with those 14 rebounds. She also chipped in 4 points, you know. So as long as you're getting contributions from everywhere, you know, you're going to have a little bit of success or at least be competitive, and that's what they did.
It was a good win tonight for the Lady Cause. Again, Taylor Dammy, the leading scorer with 15. Brooke Metcalf also in double figures with 10. They got, again, as we mentioned, 14 rebounds from Riley Morgan. She also had 4 points in the game. Reagan Thayer off the bench with 7. They got 5 from Allison Farmer and then 2 apiece from Kendall Gray and Imanalli. For Royal Valley, they were led by Kennedy Bryan. Another big night. She had 20. She was 4-for-5 from the line. Samantha Klotz chipping in with 2. Also Morgan Davis with 4. Athena Broaddus with 5. But Klotz, again, with 2 points, but she had 13 rebounds in the game. And then 5 for Michaela Tye off the bench for Royal Valley. So again, just 5 in the books for the Panthers tonight. 20 of the 36 points from Kennedy Bryan, who's been sensational all year, but Alyssa Ladson was quiet. She fouled out of the game, did not score tonight, and then Morgan Davis also fouled out with 4 points in the fourth quarter. That became an issue early. Foul trouble, certainly an issue for the Panthers, but credit the cost. They played a much better second half. They really dominated the second half. They outscored Royal Valley 28-12 and a 45-36 win. Again, the final score, 45-36 real quick before we send it back to the studios. Let's now announce our player to bank on, player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Trenton, who do you like?
I like Taylor Dammey. I know Riley Morgan had a lot of rebounds at home, but Taylor Dammey had 15 points, and 12 of those came in the second half. You know, she did it at the free throw line. She had a stretch where she was 6-6 straight from the line. She had a lot of consecutive points for them, getting to those lines, being aggressive, and Taylor Dammey in the return leads them to the third win of the year.
Yeah, 15 points. She was 8-12 from the line in the second half. Just absolutely a much-needed game for her, missing a little bit of time, but now she was back, and a big, big difference for Joey Franzetta and the coaching staff for Perry LeCompton. So Taylor Dammey, our player of the game tonight, presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, our player to bank on. Taylor Dammey, 15 points tonight. She was 8-12 from the line, helping the cause to a 45-36 win over Royal Valley. Again, the records for both Lady Cause now 3-3, 1-2 going into the holiday break in Big 7 league play. Royal Valley, they head to the break at 1-5, now 1-4 in Big 7 league play. Send it back to the studio for about 10 minutes or so. Let Chance take care of you here for a little bit. We'll stretch and get the vocal cords revitalized and ready to go in what should be a fairly entertaining boys game tonight, as Perry LeCompton enters in at 4-1 overall, 2-0 in Big 7 league play. Panther boys are 3-2 and 2-2 in league play. About a 10-minute break. We'll be back after this for our nightcap boys game between Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.